previously on IRIP.
What hurts the most is that Google was like, you know that dream guy you dream about when you're in high school?
Yeah.
I'm going to have this tall, dark, handsome. He's going to drive a nice car. Mm. And he's going to, my mom and dad are going to love him. And he's going to be rich.
Right.
And he's going to tell me, baby, do anything you want. And he's going to have a big dick.
Uh-huh.
What does that song?
Big dick
and a big house. Yeah. You know.
So this is the sound. This is the sound. This is the sound.
He was 100% faithful for me. And he was everything that I asked for. He was funny, smart, successful, with a big dick, no kids, tall and dark skin. You know what? The list goes on. He was tall and a dorky with a pitbull and a dopamine. With a lot of land and a acre.
On acres.
And a hot tub. And a business and a company. He a CEO. And a
not a five.
Where would you?
Don't cancel me.
In a backyard with a pool.
You want a big nigga. You want a rich nigga.
Yeah, so that's the reference.
That was
Google.
If I could have a man and he was 100% successful, tall, dark, handsome, no kids, and a big nigga, and a da-da-da. Yeah, that would
no,
like,
9 to 5.
No, 9 to 5. Don't cancel me.
I love those girls.
I love them.
And their podcasts are very much like this, by the way. Mm. I listen to them. They just sit and talk for ages. And you can't turn off your... It's like,
it's
you
so
can't
therapeutic.
Turn away. I love them. If you've made it this far into the episode, we decided to make this a two-part episode because upon this catch-up, we just realized we had so much to say.
Mm.
And so Google for me was like that guy that we wrote, like, when I grow up, I'll be a virgin. When I get married and my husband will deflower me.
Mm.
We get married in a church and he's going to be tall, dark, handsome, a big dick and no kids. And then Google was that for you.
Right.
Because Google was like the dream job that you never even knew you wanted,
because
this was not your area.
It was not in my purview.
You wanted to be in storytelling, journalism.
Absolutely.
And then here comes Pia and it's like, oh my God.
Oh, shiny, shiny.
This is nice. Mm. And you thrived in Google.
I loved it.
Personally, I didn't even know about Google locally until you joined Google.
Oh, babes, thank you.
You remember the lady we met? I told you I used to work with her in EABL years ago and she was my marketing manager.
Yes.
I knew she worked at Google, but I didn't know as what.
Mm.
I just knew she'd worked in Google marketing. But Google did not have a presence in this country, for my generation anyway, until you came in. And then you did that first event at Two Grapes, the comedy night.
Right.
And then Google in Africa and in Kenya, in this region, became accessible.
Oh, wow.
It's like, oh, Google is not, like, to me, Facebook is uko Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Google is uko Silicon Valley. It's just uko. Those Muzungus, the rich tech guys, that's where they are. And then they just give us, they're like, you can search things and, you know, you pay us $12 a month for 2 terabytes of GB. I didn't know Google has tentacles locally in the creative industry, you know. I did not know that. It was such an inaccessible conglomerate. That word. Like, oh God, you know those words. You guys know the word.
Yeah, conglomerate.
But it was just this giant that I didn't even know they had an office here. Oh, I thought maybe the office they have here is like a remote thing.
Wow.
Like, I did not have a connection to Google and a face to Google. Now you, in honesty, and I want somebody to repute me, please. People in my generation, the millennials and backwards, the face of Google locally for me was Sharon Mashira. And that's what you gave it. You gave it a personality and an emotional connection for us who are from the outside looking in. Like, oh, wow, Google can do a comedy night. Oh, wow, Google, you did this whole thing with the musicians. And what was that?
The Alte
thing, you know. And I'm like, that's how we need to see Google appear in the spaces in this country, not just that uko Silicon Valley thing. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you created a sense of brand loyalty towards Google. I was like, I want to publish stuff on YouTube because it's connected to Google, because Google is cool and Google is nice and they want to support me as a creative.
Mm.
They were not just that company very, very far away. So that's what you did.
Oh, wow.
All this to say, Google was that husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then this husband was like, psych.
Psych.
Jokes. And you were like, really, my nigga? After I made people like you, people thought you were an asshole. People thought you're too bougie and you can never eat mutura. And now people think you're cool. And you're going to leave me.
Right?
Right?
And now you're
just like, that's what you're mourning.
Mm.
That's what you're mourning.
So well said, babe.
Yeah. And you know what, baby girl? Wow. Looking at you here, I know as your friend, it just sounds like I'm hyping you up or trying to make you feel better. I've seen a different side of you coming out of this.
Really?
Yeah. Like I didn't know you were that diligent. Like, I get why they, high key, I understand why they hired you.
Yeah.
Seeing you in this grind, like, you know, I'm going to Rwanda to do this thing with the baboons. I'm like, how the fuck did you?
Gorillas.
You see, again, now I know I can go to Rwanda on a trip with my friends to the Sangita or Singita?
Singita.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know that. You're making these things that were very far, far, far away.
Mm.
Like, oh, I could do that?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, now I'm going to Rwanda for this basketball. Can I talk about that?
Yes.
Yeah. You're going to this, you got Rwanda, oh my God, basketball. You know this guy, he used to be in the NBA. And then now he said, they're well-bodied people in Africa. And I'm like, only Sharon is going to sit here on her laptop and be like, get opportunities abroad. And you think you ain't shit? Bitch.
Aww.
Check your fucking self. My nigga. Yeah.
That is so, babes. You see, like, honestly, I really don't take lightly when you, I'm going to start crying.
You can cry. It's okay.
No, but I genuinely don't take it lightly when you mirror that back to me, because I definitely lost a great deal of my self-confidence when that happened, because it was hard to detach that it was just hard to remove myself from that feeling of feeling dispensable and that I'm not shit and that I, like, someone can just tell you goodbye.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah. They lost a good one, babes. They did. You put your heart and soul into
completely,
this.
My God. Babe. Like,
you're like, we're going to get local artists. And then we're going to get local comedians. And I'm like I said, like, you made Google accessible to us regular Kenyans and tangible as, and you did that. Honestly, you did that.
That honestly makes, it's so nice to hear you say that. I don't think we've ever talked about it this, like, in this detail, but it's so nice to hear that, to hear that I wasn't in my head.
Nah,
like,
I
that
don't think so.
Those things were, you know, they happened.
If I worked there, I wouldn't know to do the things you did.
Aww.
And I have a marketing background. Mm. It would have made more sense for me to jump onto a PR role.
Mm.
I would have probably not, there's no way I'd have, because these things, I feel like you were thinking about them from thin air. Like, we're going to, like, the goal is this. So how can we bring it, how can we turn it into something?
Mm.
You know, you had your own KPIs, but then you said, okay, we'll do a comedy night and then we're going to do this thing. And then even what you do outside of Google, babe, where you have this thing called the Creative Caravan. I know that's, yes, what we call our studio here, but just 2020, you remember you said, I want to create a community of creatives.
Yeah.
And we're going to call it the Creative Caravan. And then we're going to all come together and we're all going to go to, like, where did you guys go to?
Lingushu.
And then where was I? Because I didn't make it.
You were Kilifi.
I was in Kilifi. I traveled. See, and then we're going to ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And then, and I'm just like, wow. Like, that's, you know what I mean? So they I don't think they let you go because there was worldwide cutting.
Restructuring.
And the restructuring was obviously because Google is not being used to the extent that it was during the pandemic.
Yes, exactly.
You know, Google grew exponentially during the pandemic because everyone was working
online.
From home. Yeah. Everyone was online.
Mm.
And now we're kind of almost back to normal. So obviously they cannot sustain the workforce that they had.
Yeah.
That's why they let you go.
Exactly.
Not because you're not the shit. You kind of still are. And for me, as a friend,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, that's why they hire. Like, now seeing you in this space, in this like gig economy, whatever, with me,
yeah,
I'm like, bitch, you're thriving. You're doing so much better than I thought you could.
Because
to me, you're always a bit younger, a little bit more meek, and maybe, you know, careful and cautious.
Yes.
You're not.
No,
you are not what I thought you were. And if I can see that, you better see that, babes.
Now I am, babes. And I think it's because I've had to, like, and
hey, the lessons I have learned in terms of the gig economy, which is something we're going to talk about in a lot more detail. But I have been
in another episode. We have to talk about the gig economy.
We have to. Because now we're here together.
Do you remember you telling me, Jules, you need to talk about the gig economy?
Yes.
And I used to be like, what am I even going to say?
Yeah.
Guy, now we're together. At least I have somebody to chop it up with.
Absolutely.
Because I never thought I would be here.
We
I was
about
employment till I die. I'm like, you think I'm going to, I have a pension to give up to? Now I'm just like, fuck that.
Yeah, babe. And I'm so happy to be in this space with you.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's so much camaraderie. I feel like I can lean on you because you've been doing this for so long. And I think you're such a successful, because now I'm a budding content creator. Like me, I'm in the beginning of the beginnings. But you are, I mean, even when I was at Google, like, I was like, I need to get Julia Gaido on my campaign because it is not a campaign if Julia's not there. Sorry to all you campaign people. Because I feel like you understand your brand so intimately. And you have such, like, now that I've started doing content, I'm like, how the fuck does Jules get this kind of engagement? As in, your engagement is abnormal. And I've been on the other side where we get reports of, you know, influencer posted this, this is the engagement. Yours is always like double more than any other influencer. And even it could be an influencer who maybe has more numbers than you. Or more, I'd call it notoriety. It's not necessary, like, they're just on people's lips, right? Like, maybe they're always in, not necessarily scandals, but they're always in front of you. Like, they're always on a certain campaign or whatever. And I feel like it never matches your engagement rates. So I love that I can be alongside you and, like, occasionally watch how you do your thing, see how you're able to do content creation. How do you make this thing a living? Because I'm literally in that space where I don't have a choice.
Like, ni God.
Ni God too.
Ni God. Tell me squana choice, babe.
Yeah.
Me, even me, the same thing. I was like, oh, shit.
Here we are.
It's either you sink or you swim, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I learned how to swim in primary school. So
you're going to learn.
Hakuna floaters. Let go. All right.
Yeah.
So that's where you're at the moment.
That's where I'm at the moment. Babe. So now I'm good. Honestly, I'm enjoying gigging. Let's call it gigging. I'm enjoying content creation. I'm in such a better headspace. I love the relationship I have with myself and, like, the things I'm working on. Like, I'm happy and thriving, finally. And I'm so grateful.
Yeah. I'm happy for you, babes.
Thank you, babes.
It shows.
Does it show?
Yeah.
I'm glad.
You're building your confidence back up.
Kabisa.
And I'm going to be here with you every step of the way.
Thank you.
Whether you win Google or not.
No, for now, I think I'm good.
I can pick your brain anytime.
Can pick my brain, babe.
Get me on a Google campaign. God damn it. Brady fucking.
Hi. Hey, what was our next thing?
Yeah. So I think maybe you can just quickly mention Sharon, like, what's going on? People are curious. What's this NBA thing I mentioned?
Yes.
Just in summary, like,
I'll give you a quick summary.
Like, what are you working on right now? Because people need to know that you're okay.
Yeah.
We don't need a GoFundMe.
I mean, go to Sawa.
This chick went to, she's going to Rwanda next week. You're going to Diani. You're just traveling all the time.
So basically what I'm doing now is proper content creation, but I'm trying to do content that's very impactful. So, like, the organization I'm working with next week is called Giants of Africa. And Giants of Africa was started by an NBA executive called Masai Ujiri. He's actually half Kenyan, half Nigerian. And he's been at the NBA for many years. He's actually the president of the Raptors in Canada, Toronto Raptors. And this guy is on a mission to build 100 basketball courts across Africa through this organization. And his thought process was just like, you know, if you look at the typical build of an African man, they suit what the NBA considers as just like innate talent. So the idea is to funnel very talented players from the continent and send them over to the NBA. And so he's been doing this for the past 20 years. And next week, there's going to be a 20-year celebration through a festival, like a week-long festival. And the opening ceremony is going to be headlined by Diamond Platnumz. And the final ceremony will be closed by Davido and Tiwa Savage.
Hey.
So it's going to be tons of fun. You can catch up with all of this on my Instagram. And I'm just so excited to be part of it. Because I literally pitched myself like crazy. And I was like, look, I am an ex-journalist. And I would love to be able to tell these stories. I have an audience that would be... Because I feel like my audience, because of the different things I've done throughout my career, they are very niche in the sense that they want things that that feed them. A lot of them are what we used to call at Google KOFs, key opinion formers. Mm. So I feel like I'm followed by people who sit in offices that they can make certain decisions. And I feel like I'm always trying to showcase Africa in a way that is not very stereotypical. Mm-hmm. So because of that audience, I try to position my content in a way that I can imagine someone sitting in an office somewhere at Twitter seeing this thing and they're like, oh wow, I didn't realize that, you know, Kenya has X or Kigali has Y. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. So that's how I fashion my content, because I know the people watching it are key opinion formers in a sense. So I'm excited. Please keep up with all the amazing. I'll be literally documenting my whole week there. And I'm just so, so hyped, babe.
What dates are we looking at?
So it is from the 20th. No, yeah. Okay, when is it? From the 13th to the 21st.
Of August. So yeah. You guys, 13th to 20th of August, just be on Sharon's Instagram.
Yes.
I mean, you can even do a quick, you know, one of those timers like, oh, countdown to Kigali. Oh, and then countdown to the first performance. Yeah. Tag me, I'll repost. I'm happy to support.
Thank you, babe.
Yeah, if I hadn't just come back from London, I'd come with you. I need to recover financially, please.
I hear you.
The pound is at 183 shillings. I used to buy at 135. So, yeah.
Give you a pounding.
Let me check. Really, we are quam boxing right now. We are quam boxing.
Oh
my gosh. Yeah.
I think we've come to the end of the episode, babe.
I mean, for me, what I'm working on is...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great.
Quickly and briefly, I was in the UK. I managed to get one of my episodes on So This Is Love to be recorded at the Spotify UK.
Oh my gosh.
Studios. Absolutely amazing. They're so gracious. If you guys don't know what So This Is Love is, it's my personal podcast and it's available on Spotify or wherever you find your podcast. It's called So This Is Love. I'm not going to talk about it or what it's about. Please just, if the name makes you curious, just go have a listen. I'm currently on season 2. I'm doing my final round of season 2. Maybe in the next 5 episodes I'll be done. And then I will jump to season 3. Mm. I want to start getting into merchandise. So I'm trying to get some funding for that. I want to do merchandise that's very much aligned with the essence of So This Is Love. So not your normal t-shirts.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll still be there.
Some t-shirts, yeah.
But then I want to get stuff that like is very much aligned to self-care.
Ooh, oh my God, like a journal?
And self-love. Yeah, maybe journals, but like, you know, other things. I don't want to say too much because I'm in the middle of some collaborations with some nice local brands, Kenyan brands.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. And then also personally as Jules Ha, as the brand, Jules Ha, I am going to collaborate with Enkata. You know, Enkata does watches.
The watches, yeah.
We've done that with Over 25. I've worked with those guys for years. Mm. The owner is a good friend of mine. And he told me, he's like, Jules, I want to do something completely different with you. Completely different. Ooh. So something they've never done before.
Oh my God. I'm already excited.
I just got some samples dropped off at my house today. And guys, I can't even tell you what it is. But really? Like...
All about to change the game, motherfucker.
I love this for you.
Yeah. And yeah, there's...
Oh, I'm so proud.
Thank you, my love. Aww. I've been working on this particular project with Enkata from last year, August. Like I looked at our first engagement. What? It was like end of July. It's been a year.
Maybe because it's August now.
Mm. And I remember today when one of the CEO called me and he's like, Jules, I know it's been long. We've gone back and forth. We've flown out of the country. We've come back. We've looked at this product. But by the time we get this thing rolling, we're going to do a good job. And I'm so excited. Oh, so I have some decisions to make between like today and the end of the week.
Yeah.
In terms of products, sampling, whatever. And then now we go into like full-time production. And then we, you know, do a nice rollout campaign. I can't talk about it, but it's within the area of like... you know, I'd say accessories or whatever.
Oh God, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, and then
you're really stepping into your light, you know.
I think so. Mm. I think so because I think there's some people. So anyway,
woo!
When they go high, when they low, go low, you go high. You go high. You go high. But even Michelle Obama said, you in the house with your friends, you go low for just one day, kitchen table talk. Then after that, you go high. I was about to do that. No, there are some people who hold you back in life because they don't want you to prosper. Mm. So sometimes it's just good, you know, you let things go. And let me tell you, what God has planned for you, and what God has planned for everyone is just everyone. Mm. Celebrate other people.
Run your own race.
And don't fake celebrate because you know it's supposed to be
the right thing to do. No.
You just fix your shit and learn how to be happy for other people. Right. And be there for them when they are down. Mm. Don't be like, naona sasa. Mi aki gosh, Kenyan. After my event thing, ibuni nyamaze. Alafu, and then, you know, other projects. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know if I can talk about this yet because I'm yet to sign the contract. But
you could skirt around it.
Yeah,
I think it's a dope opportunity.
Yeah, I got an amazing opportunity to possibly work with a really, 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 really dope NGO.
Yes.
That does stuff that I'm so passionate about.
There's such alignment. Oh my God.
I know. Such it's alignment. The gratitude.
I'm telling you.
It's the gratitude.
I'm telling you. Look, vibrational, what did you call it?
Alignment. Alignment. Yeah. Does stuff with, you know, content around girls,
social issues
affecting women, which is the same stuff I used to do at Debunk Women. Yeah. And I know with Debunk Women, a lot of people have asked me, Jules, where's the Debunk Women stuff? Guys, I'd only published a few things. A lot of that stuff is still in the pipeline.
Okay.
For reasons I cannot talk about, the stuff will come out eventually, but it's like still in the pipeline. We just had to put a pause on so many things at Debunk. And I'm no longer with Debunk. I think I've never really announced that, but I had to we had to pause.
Yeah.
And at the time of pausing, it was best that I left. Mm. And just hopefully I don't know if it'll happen this year, but my fingers are crossed that because I had produced a lot of work with them, and I really wanted to get those like producer credits, you know, at the end of the segments or whatever.
Right, yeah.
And I think it might come to pass. You know, I still have a good relationship with them. I really love Debunk. It was such a beautiful space to work
to
at.
Be in, yeah.
And I also went through the morning. After that went, because I thought this is now, oh my God, this is the step. I'm stepping into the thing I was made for. Mm. You know, I wanted to elevate my content creation.
Yeah.
I wanted my content creation to be content, hard hitting stuff. You know, it has to be impactful.
Yeah.
I really, really am so passionate about
you are like honesty.
About sharing information, informing, sharing and educating. And not just educating one plus
awareness.
One.
Awareness.
Just that thing for oh my God.
And even a bit of advocacy, babe. Like this, I think you in a way, there's a way you want change to be brought about.
Yeah.
Because you bring things to the fore, which is one thing I enjoyed about observing your journalism. Like you wanted things to be brought to the fore. Like you wanted things. Remember the ladies? Okay, I don't know.
You can talk about it.
The ladies you went to speak to in
Kibera. That's another project that didn't come out. Yes. Oh my gosh, it was so amazing.
Exactly, and the stuff you were telling
people
me.
People need to know this.
Even your advocacy, babe.
Oh, that's advocacy. I thought it's like, just like I want. I think I don't know.
It's advocacy and
empowerment. To me, this thing of oh my gosh, you mean I could have just bought a contraceptive to protect myself?
That is, you know what Janet Bogwa does? Because she really does advocacy through her content.
Yes.
And not many journalists know how to crack that matrix because it's as a journalist, you're supposed to be impartial. There's a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you genuinely want to tell people's stories, people that don't have a mouthpiece or for sure. access.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And that's amazing.
So I'm hoping this opportunity that mtaniombea too, guys.
Tunaomba, babes.
Just hopefully it comes through. But, you know, nowadays I think it's good to shout about your wins. I used to be so scared because at you jinx yourself. Imagine if it fails, and then we move on.
Right.
How else do you learn in life? And how else do you learn? You don't feel so bad when you see even Julia can fall.
Exactly.
Because you're just seeing my life is good. Nimeenda London, nimerudi. My friend, life is hard.
It does. And also,
but it's also very good.
I was literally,
so we must show both sides, and even you show both sides so that you don't feel like shit when you lose an opportunity,
right?
Or when you make a mistake, you cannot, because
it's
life
part
is
of the human condition,
part of the human experience.
Exactly,
you have to. It's up and down.
But even just on the piece of shouting about our wins, when I was in Joburg recently for a UNDP gathering of like what they called leading creators in Africa, and I was just like, how am I here? Anyway,
yeah.
one of the things I observed, because they brought people from all over Africa, but obviously, as is the case all the time, there were the Nigerians just have this thing. And I
they know how to celebrate themselves. 100%.
And I was literally saying at the conference, like, they are the people at the forefront of Africa's creative economy. And it's because culturally, I just think Nigerians, they are not afraid of being boisterous and being loud about their wins. And I remember, because of course we followed each other on Instagram, everyone's bio shocked me. Because of course I've interacted with them in person. I know what they're doing. The way they've crafted their bios on Instagram, and I think I even showed you one of the...
Yeah, award-winning such and such.
Award-winning business executive entertainment. I don't know what... I was just like, wow, me, I'm over there just...
Yeah, just a storyteller. Because right. I want my work to speak for itself.
Let me tell you, there's nothing like that. No. I don't think in our line of work...
In
the gig economy now...
And even in the... In life today, like the way life is set up right now, you have to speak up about your wins.
You have to. And
people are not going to just come searching for you.
No, they say, what?
You know, people get so scared, you know, especially creatives. Mm. Okay, many people, even journalists, they're like, they don't shout about their two awards and the work will speak for itself.
Right.
My dear, those days are long and gone. Speak about your wins.
Mm, speak
and shout from the rooftop.
Be an apology. Can we talk about the As Seen On?
Okay. I need to channel Nigeria right now.
Absolutely. Okay. Babes.
All right.
We do it. So, you know, a good example is literally, I was chatting with Jules and this babe, I know, but this is why I love you also. And I think you're so authentic. She just casually mentions how she was interviewed on Bloomberg. And I'm like, okay, obviously the journalist in me is just like, Bloomberg? As someone who's worked at Bloomberg, I'm like, how did you meet the editorial threshold of being interviewed by Bloomberg? Because Bloomberg, if you know, you know, but Bloomberg is really hard to be featured or interviewed because it's just such a close-knit business world, right? Mm. And the way you mentioned it so casually, I was like, how does it,
I think it happened like a year before last or something. I don't even remember.
Red flag number one. It happened year. A long time ago. Yeah. You know, I feel like we know everything about one another, especially our professional wins, only to realize that you genuinely did not even consider this a big deal. And I was like, babe, this needs to sit at the very top of your bio on Instagram, because you cannot have been on Bloomberg and people don't know this, especially people like me who are journalists and are consistently looking to interview people about certain experiences. So for you, it was about influencer marketing. And literally, we had to sit down and made Julia put on her bio the various international news publications that she has been on. So at the top of her bio, if you go right now, you will see As Seen On Bloomberg, As Seen On BBC and TED, because she did a TEDx with the girls from Over 25. And for me, I'm just like, yeah, this is exactly how it needs to be. Because
Sharon did that, guys. She did that.
You have to shout it from the rooftop.
And I was like, oh, is Yamiya shouting? You need to shout for your
imagine.
I was like, oh, even me.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you guys.
you're drinking wine and that phrase?
Drinking water. Preaching wine.
Preaching. In fact, I want wine. Get wine.
Yeah. No, go don't. It's been real, guys.
It's been real.
As always, remember, it's related. I promise.